Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the Conscious Life Expo here in beautiful Los Angeles, California, and then transmitted by the wonder of technology to the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this Earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. During this first hour from 2 to 2:30 p.m. approximately, I'll be interviewing Kimberly Meredith. She's a medical intuitive, a trance, a channeler, a psychic surgeon, and a spiritual teacher. She just told me when she walked into the hotel here that she just healed, what,
three breaths, and I found just through my hands and eyes, and it dismissed out of her breath.
She just dissolved three breast cancers in this lady at the hotel here, so I'm sure it's going to be an incredible interview, so please stay tuned for that. Following her from 2:30 to 3 will be Anna Raimondi, a wonderful lady who channels this message of love and hope from Mother Mary, as well as healing hope and lots of other wonderful spiritual messages. During the second hour, from 3 to 3:30, I'll be interviewing a fantastic doctor, a fellow named Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe. He's pioneered what he calls medical spiritual healing. And it's amazing. We're having people on today who heal people in a genuinely and true way through spiritual means, and I'm just so happy that they're all going to be coming on today. Then finally, from 3:30 to 4, I'll be having Kelly Gallagher on, who's on a panel here at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles on near-death experiences. So anyone who's interested in that, of course, is welcome to listen, and I hope you'll enjoy it. I'll be speaking at 8 p.m. tonight at the Conscious Life Expo here at the LAX Hilton in the Los Angeles room. I'll be giving messages and updates from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, the Galactic Alliance, and the ancient Inca on our beautiful, bright future. However, we need to make the right choices so we can ascend. But they all say that the fourth and fifth dimensions are literally right around the corner, and I hope you can all come to that if you're in the L.A. area. I'll also be through the weekend in Los Angeles, and if you'd like readings, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. My good friend Simon Parks has had a toothache recently, so I'm asking all my friends listening today to please send him lots of love and light so he'll feel better. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support for this program, because it's Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I'd like to thank my many friends around the world who support the program. And if there is anyone out there who would like to do any advertising on the show, you'll have a worldwide audience in over 90 countries with over a quarter of a million listeners for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, and of course, KKNW and Eric, who support this program. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I also teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your angelic guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email anytime to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm having a wonderful, what I call my Galactic Wisdom Conference. It'll be my fifth annual conference on April 12th, 13th, and 14th, with Hado sessions, vibrational sessions on April 15th and 16th. The cost for the entire conference is just $125, and we'll have some wonderful psychics and UFO people, including Simon Parks, who will be giving a presentation, along with Tony Rodriguez of the Secret Space Program, Dr. Kyra Roca, a famous naturopathic doctor from the Bahamas, and many, many others. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. After the conference, I'm leading a group of people to the Hopi Reservation. We'll be meeting with tribal elders and participating in some sacred dances and also seeing sacred sites, too. That'll be from April 20th to the 28th, and the cost is just $200 per person. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, finally, I'll be returning to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 2nd to July 8th, and again from September 5th to the 11th. Mount Shasta is a very special and magical place where miracle healings do occur. The cost is just $200 per person and includes free camping. If you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, Denise Barlett is a sponsor of this program. She's a wonderful person who offers hot water healing and life coaching sessions in the Portland, Oregon area. She creates customized water healing products with water, and her website is www.hihado.com. She's a certified Hado instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try one of her wonderful Hado water healing products. With that, I'd like to introduce everyone to my first guest, Kimberly Meredith. Kimberly, thank you so much for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so sorry we've had problems with Skype, but we're going to do the
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much. Well, you've got an amazing background, and
I'm excited to be having me here.
Well, if I read this entire list of everything that you've done and all the healing you've done, we'd be on the air for the next 25 minutes, and then you wouldn't get a chance to talk. So just suffice it to say that you're incredible. Now, you just gave a healing to a lady here in the hotel. I remember you mentioned that a minute ago.
Yeah, I do healings. I'm a medical medium. I've been tested by Dr. Norm Shealy. I've been tested, who is a holistic practitioner, neuroscientist, and I've had double-blind studies at SciTech Institute, and I'm also headed off to the ION Scientific Institute in Petaluma. With Dean Radin, yes,
right.
I'm going there soon. And what I do is, you just talked about the fifth dimension, I go into people's bodies and I can scan someone in 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know what is going on to them, so what just happens is something that happens every day at my clinic, and what will go on in my workshop on Sunday and throughout the whole expo this weekend is I go into a room and I can find people that the guides are telling me to go and get that have serious diseases and things that are going on, even emotional things. Then as I go through their bodies, through my mediumship, I know exactly where their brain tumors are, where they've had a heart issue, knee, anything that has happened to them. And not only that, it goes back like an Edgar Cayce situation. And then on top of it, they direct me where they want me to do a surgical healing on them, hands-on healing. And I do exactly what I'm told to do through my hands and eyes, just like Jesus and Mary and all the saints and angels are directed to do. I do exactly what they tell me to do.
Well, that's incredible. You're such a gift to the world, and I'm so pleased to have you here today. You've written in your biography that when everything is well in the body, the left eye blinks. However, when the right eye blinks, there's a problem within the body. And both of your eyes will blink simultaneously when all is well in the spiritual and physical balance within the body. You write that your human gifts awakened after a near-death experience in 2013.
That is correct. they did awaken fully. I was born with healing abilities as a child. They were pushed away by the third dimensional world, and I like that you're talking about dimensions. Thank you. They were awakened, and I was fully ready for them to be awakened because that's God's way. Let God lead the way. And so now that they've awakened, I'm okay with it, and I'm here to help other people awaken to their gifts. And talking about the three blinks, left means good, right means not good, and both eyes blink, God. I have many more different blinks, and I also sign language and talk in tongues and etheric light language.
Well, that's incredible. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but my curiosity has really been heightened just talking to you for the last couple of minutes. Other than curly hair, do you see anything that I should be concerned about myself?
I'm saying no.
Okay.
You're perfect.
Well, Carol, I'll grab my angel, my wings, and do some flying around. Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
No problem. All good in the fifth dimension.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, back to the X stuff. So what I have to say out there is that a lot of times we get too much into our head, which is the third dimension. And my guys are saying out there, we need to get more into our heart and understand that we need to embrace what's going to happen very soon. We're moving into a fifth-dimensional frequency and above. And by that meaning, calling in our spirit guides, and they're everywhere, and calling in our angels that take us more into the 12th dimensional and above, which is the Holy One God. And when we do that, we are powerful, and meaning that the world can have more power to world peace. So, yes, I'm a medical medium. Yes, I'm a healer, but I'm also here to empower you.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. I'd love some more stories, and I know my listeners would, too, about some incredible stories. Can I share one with you real quick?
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Happened to me? I go to Mount Shasta at least twice a year, and I was at Mount Shasta last September when Adama visited me one night in my sleep. He's the high priest of Telos. And he said, Ted, how would you like to get restore your eyesight in your right eye? Because I had blurry, farsighted vision for like 40-odd years in college. And I said, sure. And he said that you're able to see things crystal clear now spiritually, and you should be able to do it in the third dimension. So I woke up the next morning, and my eyes now are crystal clear, 20/10 in both eyes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's the energy of the omnipresent coming through your body and healing you, saying, you know, I am healed, I am loved, and God is healing you in Jesus. Yeah, amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. But I was going to get to, I'd love some more stories about healing that you've done for people and how you've been able to help people.
Well, it's not me that's doing the healing. It's God that's doing the healing. I'm a vessel for the healing. You know, when I go out and I'm directed to do the healing, they are open to it. They're going into a higher frequency. I'm directed to where they want to do the healing on the person, and the person is ready to go into this higher dimension. And when they're ready for that, it's just amazing, and they are completely healed. And they go back to the doctor, they'll get their scans, and they'll come back to me, and they'll say they're completely healed. And I do work with the medical community. I work with many doctors, and I work with scientists, and it's just going and vastly growing, and I think the world is looking pretty good to me. We're moving forward rapidly.
Wonderful. I want to give out your website so that people can, you know, find more information.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also have a radio show here.
Oh, excellent. Well, you have to tell us about that.
Yeah.
Her website is www.thehealingtrilogy.com. And tell us about your radio show.
Thank you. My radio show is on every Tuesday night on kcaaradio.com. And I'm also syndicated on iHeartRadio and lots of other fun things. But the really cool things is the 1050 AM, 102.3 FM, and 106.5 FM live radio. But the really cool thing about this radio show is that not only can you listen to it, you can watch it live. And I invite you to go on my website and enter to come on there free. And what I'm doing is you come on and have a live scan free. Medical intuitive scan and healing. And you can watch it live also and hear people being healed. So when you watch, like at my workshops here at the Conscious Expo, people being healed, just like when you watch Jesus healing people, and you invoke the healing in your body, then we can raise our consciousness to a higher level. You're seeing and witnessing healing from the fifth dimension. Then we can shift our whole world. And so it's not about who's more successful. It's about healing and helping each other and witnessing miracles. So on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, people are witnessing healing, and it's raising our vibration to understand that we can be healed and we can have a better world.
That's amazing. What's the reaction of traditional medicine, traditional doctors to your work? Are they helpful and supportive, accepting, or do they look at you perhaps as something else? I'm not sure.
They love it. Actually, I have about 30 to 40% of my clients are doctors.
Really?
And a lot, my 95% of my clients are cancer and immune-suppressed patients.
Mm-hmm.
And my workshop on Sunday is called Healing in the God Dimension. And in that workshop, I talk about immune-suppressed programs and things that you could do. I have a lot of doctors I work with in L.A. that work with me on different types of trials with cancers, and I'm not against certain things and helping boost your immune system with cancers. I put people on different things for that. I find that more and more cancer specialists are really into the holistic ways and helping, and I find things are really growing and moving in a positive way.
Wow, that's wonderful. Kimberly, if I may ask you a simple question here.
Yes.
Is it something that people can learn how to do? Is that?
They're blinking. Everything is channeled through me when they blink and go. They're saying absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great. Wow.
They want people to learn as much as possible.
Beautiful.
I'm here to help people be educated and learn. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Have you worked with patients with eyesight, by the way?
Absolutely, I have. Yes, I have.
Eyesight
comes from the back of the head. Most of my eyesight clients have had head injuries.
I see. Interesting. How about tinnitus or ringing in the ears?
Absolutely. Name it, they've come to me.
All right.
All over.
All right.
Most, yeah.
I want to ask you this philosophical question. Is there any reason why we can't live a long and happy and healthy life?
They're saying no. There's no reason.
And, you know, the longevity, the average, I'm not sure what the average longevity age now is in the United States, but it's probably around late 70s or 80s. Is there any reason why we couldn't live 200 or 300 or 400 years?
They're saying no. But do you want to?
It depends.
They're bowing forward. They agree that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, since they're so kind to come in, thank you so much for bringing them in. Were we genetically, were we able to live for a long time, maybe 1,000 years or more at one time, and then we were altered, or maybe, I'm not sure what happened, but what happened to change our genetics?
They're confirming that question. They're blinking forward in 5, and they are saying, movement forward, that possibly they're blinking codes, eye blinking codes, blinking with the answers. So they confirmed the first question, and the second question they blinked in 5, meaning that that could possibly, the future could be in that way, moving in that way. But they did blink confirmed in 3 first, and then 5, meaning it could move in that way.
Wow, amazing. I know from my conversations with the Galactic Alliance, that the average longevity of advanced human civilizations beyond this planet is about 1,000 years, sometimes many thousands of years. And I think we're hopefully headed to that eventually here on planet Earth.
They did link that is true. You're right.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Yes, that is true. Absolutely, they're blinking.
Wonderful.
Because, I do communicate with different civilizations, so They are saying that.
Wonderful. That's great. Well, we have a wide range of interplanetary audience here.
Oh, great.
Not
well,
only
nice
Earth.
And... Hi out there.
Okay.
Yeah, they said yes. Okay. All right. Well, cool. I'm happy to be here of service. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, I do Skype sessions around the world on Fridays. So I'm always available to be of use of help.
Okay, good. Maybe what would be appropriate to do is open up the phone line, except that I'm in Los Angeles. Maybe Eric could field the questions if it's if it's easy to do. But we'll see what. Not really a good idea. Given
we could come another time.
Yeah, another time. Another
yeah, they're linking forward. They're saying yes, they would like to do that at another time.
Okay, another
they
time.
They are linking that.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, I could be of service.
Let me ask, if I may, Gaia has just come in and wanted to ask a question.
Yes, they're linking.
And, you know, humankind has not been the greatest in terms of taking care of Mother Earth, Gaia. But we polluted her, look at Fukushima, oil spills, carbon dioxide, you name it, we've polluted this poor planet. Is there a way, I know Gaia started the ascension process into the higher dimension. How can we help Gaia, or help? Can we clean up Gaia and clean up the pollution and the environmental damage through higher spirits like we've done, like you've done through helping humans? Is that possible to help the planet as well?
They are saying yes, but you want to ask and when and what time level?
Okay. Well, let's take Fukushima. I know that much of the radiation from Fukushima has been cleaned up by the galactics, but Fukushima is still a problem. It's endured by the mass media worldwide, so they don't talk about it, but there's still a radiation problem then. There. How can we clean up the rest of Fukushima?
Well, they're saying to me, absolutely can, blinking the number 5, moving forward, confirming it, and ask a different way of that, because of the pollution in there, and the fish are bad, and we shouldn't be eating fish at all. Fish is completely polluted. I'm getting just a negative blink over and over again.
Okay.
But they are blinking the number 5 and moving forward. I'd have to have detailed questions asked to me with that particular thing.
Okay, let's.
They are moving forward and saying that this is absolutely possible. And if you ask, you know, in how many months or years that could be happening, and how that plan would be arranged and derived at, then I could absolutely help with that. Yes, and be assistant with that.
Okay, wonderful. If I may ask this question.
Yes.
All right. Let's say someone is listening in their home in Seattle or Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, or even Tokyo. Let's say someone's listening in Tokyo, and they're all wondering about how can we clean up Fukushima. And someone's sitting in their kitchen saying, I can hear their thoughts. What can I do? I'm only one person. Of course, John F. Kennedy was only one person, so it was Mahatma Gandhi, and they made a tremendous difference.
Absolutely.
So how can one person help clean up Fukushima?
Moving the world forward, well, they could not put any, you know, cleaning it up, I would say, it's already starting to be cleaned up right now. They're saying it is being moved forward. That whole Fukushima is right now moving forward. So it is being pushed and cleaned. How could one person do something? They can get out there and start. First, right now, we have to make one step at a time, vibrationally praying, chanting. Every day someone needs to do something to raise our vibration in our body, honoring God, praying for each other, helping each other, and vibrationally putting that energy towards our ocean. We're taking so many bioidentical hormones. We're putting stop right now, wherever you are, drinking plastic and putting plastic out there, because that's ending up in our ocean also. And we need to be into the glass, because the glass, everything that we're doing is going into the ocean also. So that needs to also stop. So basically, there are so many things that are going on in the water altogether that can be cleaned up. But all I'm getting over and over again through my guides is that it is looking better, the water.
That is one of the most beautiful messages I've ever heard on cleaning this planet up.
Yeah, so they're moving forward. Yes, we are moving forward. Yes.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so we need to go to glass. Yep.
Yeah. And I think also, would it be true to say, if you could ask your guide this question, that we're really we're microcosms of the larger macrocosm of the universe. In other words, what happens in our lives, thoughts, and our bodies really is a reflection of what's happening on this planet and the universe and far beyond.
Every single person is so important, and you are a ripple effect of the next person. Every person hugging one person and smiling to another, every person is accountable to the next person and vibrating that. Absolutely. Helping each other awaken and pushing that vibration to the next person is so crucial for world peace and world health. Mm-hmm. And so absolutely, it's amazing. And what happened to me and me being here is not an accident. I'm here to just help everybody understand that you're blessed and you're loved and you are so important to this world and to this whole equation.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Your near-death experience in 2013, is that right? If you don't mind me asking, what happened briefly during that?
I was hit by a car, and I was put in a hospital, and in that hospital, I was told that I probably would never walk again, and I had multiple rods and needles put through my skull, and I was put through machines where they drew fluid out of my skull. I was in a bed for 6 months. I was tortured, and I was helped by nurses and stuff, but I don't have a mom. I don't have a dad, and I didn't have any family.
Oh.
And I'm not trying to make things seem bad for me, but I'm alone pretty much in my life, and it was hard. I had a fiancé at the time, but he couldn't really handle all of it. My legs shook for days on end. I had multiple neurologists tell me that I wasn't going to live, and I was scared. And I didn't know what was ever going to happen to me again. I loved my life I had before, and I didn't know what was happening to me at all. And the doctors would come in and stare at me. My right arm, if you take this off of me, is infiltrated and still black and blue. Looks like I use drugs, and I don't. And I kept getting out of bed and falling down on the ground and stumbling, and it took me months to recover. I know what it's like out there to have a life of knowing that you may not ever have anything in your life at all. I was put on disability. I was in rehab for months on end, not able to take two steps. And when I came home to the hospital, I lost everything, everything. The life I had before, I was a successful actress and a nurse. And I was told, you are over with. I couldn't hold my head like I'm right now for even 2 minutes. I could not hold my head up. I had a collar. And then I don't know how this happened, but one night I woke up and my hand was literally like in a star, like a triangle. And I started saying Hail Mary. And I started reciting the Hail Mary prayer. And I was raised in a very strict Orthodox Jewish home, and I would go to temple, and we never said Hail Mary. And so the rest of it you can read about, but I became a full-blown medium.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I had my own.
I could go on about it, but it's sort of anything is possible, I don't know. But I see miracles all the time. I'm a miracle sitting in front of you. I know you're looking at me. They can't see me, but I blink a lot, as you can see.
Actually, I think you're an angel. You're a miracle angel, that's what I think.
But it is very hard sometimes to accept that I'm able to do these miraculous healings with people, and people are having very good effects of it. But I'm just so blessed and honored that God kept me here and that I'm able to live.
Well, I tell you, you've given so many of my listeners a beautiful gift of healing today, and thank you so much
for
coming on
me.
Today. And I'd love to have you on again sometime.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thank God that I was able to come back and stay here
Oh.
and help others.
You do beautiful work. Your website, again, is www.thehealingtrilogy.com. I urge everyone listening to listen to it. And I also want to thank Donna Schumann, too. She's
Absolutely.
The press secretary here. She's an unsung hero for bringing
yes.
you on, and Dr. Jaffe, who will be my next guest
yes.
Now.
I want to thank Donna. She's a beautiful lady.
Absolutely.
Absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you so
thank
much,
you,
Mary.
Ted. Thank you, Ted, for having me. Thank you, everybody listening. God bless you.
Okay, friends, I'm going to bring on Dr. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on today. You're a real gift. My next guest is Dr. Ibrahim Jaffe. He's pioneered what's called medical spiritual healing, which is an amazing topic, subject, and I can't wait to bring him on. Dr. Jaffe, thank you so much for coming on today. Please have a seat here. Oh, boy, forgive us. I hope everyone can hear me okay. I'm using my iPhone. The audio is pretty good, actually. iPhones are good. Skype has failed us today, but that's okay. We have a backup system. My goodness, you've written that over 100,000 people have received benefits from medical spiritual healing healers and professionals worldwide. You're also the chancellor of the University of Medical Spiritual Healing and a spiritual guide within the Sufi tradition. Well, that's interesting. Your website is www.drjaffe.com. MD, okay, somebody left it off. Oh, well. Dr. Jaffe, MD.com. And in 25 words or less, how did you get started in this field? Just kidding about the 25
words or less. I saw a miracle in the ICU many years ago, and there was a woman that was dying of hepatitis.
Oh, no.
And she was a 17-year-old Jewish girl who they didn't know why it happened. And they called to the Jewish rabbis in Jerusalem, the head Ashkenazi, I think it was, rabbi, and he went into the Talmud, which is an ancient Jewish text, and found this 3,500-year-old process for healing hepatitis, which she was dying of. And it had to do with taking dove and placing the dove on the belly and doing some prayers. And if the dove died, it was pulling out the disease. So I was watching, and sure enough, they put the dove on. The dove was on about 3 seconds. It literally pulled out the disease, died, and her vital signs started returning to normal.
So the dove gave its life to save her. That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? It's like sacrifice or I don't know what you want to call that. But they went through 18 doves, 18, wow. And at the end of 18 doves, the girl almost returned to normal. Everything became normalized.
Oh, my gosh. Is that standard medical procedure now?
Oh, yeah. That's what they do all the time. So. Exactly. No, they have not quite accepted that, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. As a psychic, I've heard stories of cats and dogs,
yes.
who will take on the diseases of their owners,
yes.
or their family, their other, you know, for, their other human family,
yes.
to help them heal, take
yeah.
away their disease.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad thing. I mean, because I see it a lot, where the pet takes on the disease, and then the pet dies. And it either heals them or extends their life somewhat. But then they lose the pet, which is sad. But it's a really, you know, what greater sacrifice could you give it away?
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, this is a good question. As a doctor working at a hospital on the East Coast, how did you ever make the transition from becoming a Sufi master and healer and a founder of your university? I guess you already answered that partially.
Yes. Well, when I had opened up a healing school in the 90s, and I was doing energetic healing because I had started to see auras, and I was working with the auric field and some of the Tibetan systems of healing. And at that time, I got very sick with congestive heart failure. My heart started to fail. Mm-hmm. And I met what I believe today to be one of the highest Sufi masters in the world, who happened to be coming to the U.S., and I sat in front of him within a matter of seconds. He diagnosed me. He knew what was wrong with me, everything. And I said, how did you know this? And he said, if you give your life to God, God will show you everything, and God can take everything from you. And I said, so you can heal me, because they're saying I'm going to die from this. And he said, yes, I can heal you if you turn completely and do what I'm asking you to do. So I said, sure, okay, let's do it. So that was 25 years ago.
Oh, my goodness, that's great. That's great. And the second question, I guess, is the follow-up to talk about your own healing crisis with heart disease.
Yeah. Well, once I turned to the Sufi path, what he taught me was very interesting. He said that essentially we were all coming back to God, that we were all, the spiritual journey was the journey back. And he said that the problem for you while your heart was failing was because you had forgotten the love aspect of returning. You were coming back to your consciousness, but you weren't in the heart.
Right.
And so your consciousness was leaping ahead, but your heart was falling behind, and that's why it was dying. So he said, you've got to turn around and get your heart open. You've got to return to love. So I said, okay, can you teach me that? He said, yes. And he gave me a book of what he called the stations of the heart. And he began saying to me, practice and learn these stations, which I did. And within 1 year, the heart disease disappeared.
That's incredible. I know my friend Albert Einstein, who I've been talking to for the last 3 or 4 years, said that love is the most powerful and healing force in the universe. Once you realize that and tap into it, you can heal almost anything.
I agree, 100%. He's a wise man.
Now, he's here, by the way, listening to you. He likes what you said.
I like him, too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I guess this leads me to another follow-up question. Is how can the body self-heal? Let's say someone's listening out there in my audience and they have an illness. How can they self-heal themselves?
Okay, so here's the key to self-healing. The key to is three basic steps. Okay, the first step is that you need to have that connection to God, both for guidance and support. Okay, so if you connect to God and you learn how to do it, God will literally light up inside of you the causes of your illness. Those causes are usually in your subconscious. They're usually emotional, sometimes psychological. Sometimes they're essentially traumatic experiences that you push down inside. Once you find the core process of those causes, then what you want to do is you want to purify them out of your subconscious. But the only way to really purify them is you have to walk through them, meaning you go through them. So, for example, let's say that you got hurt. You have to go through the hurt to get to the other side. And the other side might mean learning to love or to be strong or learning kindness or learning, something you don't know yet in your being. I call that the teaching.
Sure.
So that's the step, three basic steps. Go to God, get to the core cause, purify the core cause with the light of God, learn your teaching, and live it. If you can do that, you'll be free.
Dr. Jaffe, would you mind translating that into 14 different languages so everyone around the world could get that message?
I'd be happy to do that.
All right. That's fine. So would you call this medical spiritual healing?
Yeah, that medical spiritual healing is this spiritual process applied to
Mm-hmm.
So if you take, we've worked with, like I said, over 100,000 people, and that includes people with breast cancer, prostate cancer, every type of cancer you can imagine, and every disease. And when you get to the roots and you change them, you'll see healing.
The only question I have is how can Big Pharma charge $45 for one aspirin pill, at a hospital if they get healed through your medical spiritual healing?
It will be difficult. And what about the $70,000 for one chemo pill?
Oh, yeah, right.
That's the big thing. But, the funny part about it is I don't want to make separations. There's a good place for traditional medicine. Okay. Conventional medicine has its place.
Sure.
And I'll tell you something. You get hurt, you get in an accident, you want to be in the hospital.
Yeah, you want to have some of that traditional medicine.
You do. Like this lady that was just on before me, she said she was in there with all the tubes.
Yeah.
Kept her alive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She needed it.
I was hit head-on by a drunk driver in February of 1978 at 110 miles an hour, and I woke up more than a week later in a coma. And I was glad for my traditional doctors, or else I would have been kind of like scrambled eggs. I had wires putting my you know, the teeth together and my skull together. But I'm built for another 10,000 years because I've got wires that other people don't have.
You're like a kind of like one of these cyborgs that are coming out, right? Is that what it
That's
is?
That's right. I sit off the airport security all the time.
There you go, exactly. There goes your implant.
Well, tell us a little bit about your university. Tell us a little bit about your university and what kinds of programs they offer.
Okay. Well, I have two universities, University of Medical Spiritual Healing and the University of Sufism.
Oh.
And the Medical Spiritual Healing is teaching people that process that I mentioned to you. It takes about 1 to 2 years for people to master it.
Uh-huh.
And we certify people to be able to go into hospitals and work with people in the hospitals and work with doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And results are very good, and we teach people how to work together with their physicians. It's not separate. Everybody makes separations today, but it's not like that, together.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing we do is we teach people the walking to God, the Sufi walking. The Sufi means purification, mm-hmm. and how to purify the heart so the real love comes out and that the heart can be walked back to God, mm-hmm. to return to God. So the University of Sufism is really teaching that piece. So people, normally when we teach them first to purify in the University of Medical Spiritual Healing, and then we teach them how to walk to God if they wish to learn that part of it.
I have to tell you, Professor Einstein likes what he's hearing. He likes it.
He likes it because he's of that genre. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Jaffe, I have to ask you, too, what would you consider a miraculous healing? And can you talk a little bit about your healing recovery stories with some of your patients?
Okay, well, one of my favorite ones is a lady with congestive heart failure like I had. Mm-hmm. And she was 63 years old, end stage, meaning that she was on all the drugs, her heart was failing, and she was having trouble, maintaining her ejection fraction. In medical terms, if the ejection fraction drops below 30, you die.
Oh.
And she was at 30. Normal is 45 and above.
Wow.
Okay, so she was at the point of 30. She came to me. She said, I have 4 days. I've taken the last little bit of money I have. I've invested in this workshop. I hope you can save me.
Oh, wow. My goodness, what happened then?
Well, you know, you just do your best, right? You got to, you know, it's in God's hands ultimately. So here was the story. She had been to a religious community in New Mexico. She said she had been exposed to swamp gases beneath her her cabin. They had affected the heart. The heart was now in failure. But when we looked at the inner process of it, that wasn't what happened at all. Like in her heart, what really happened was that she had gone to this community to reach to God. And in reaching to God, what happened was that apparently the leader there did something. She didn't tell me, but it sounded like maybe it came off. I don't know. But he did something with her, and it broke her heart. So the congestive heart failure was really the breaking of the heart.
I'm getting a yes from my spirit guide on that.
Yeah, that's correct. And so what we did is we helped her to heal that. We helped her understand that she did not have to go through a religious leader to get back to God. It was a direct connection.
Sure.
That she was able to clean out the loss and the pain of that broken heart. And then deep down, we got her to look at her issue of her connection to God itself, where she had her own doubts about it, and she was afraid of it. But when we cleared all of it, which took 3 days of work within the small group, a month later, when she came back, her ejection fraction got up to 45 or higher.
Oh, my goodness.
And the heart had returned to normal, and she was fine.
Wow.
So it's really interesting that the body is really a metaphor for what's going on inside of us.
Do you think, this is a question I want to ask you very quickly, do you think sometimes traditional doctors do inadvertently, I don't think they intentionally do this, but they inadvertently end up harming patients more often than not by telling them flat out, you only have 3 months to live or 6 months to live, and by emphasizing the negative, they actually can cause a death.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This is the problem with medicine because, you know, these are, you know, based on drug use or operations, there's no healing going on, and now we're telling a person they can't live. The doctor's very calm.
Yeah.
You know, if a doctor says you're not going to live, you believe it.
Right.
So unfortunately, a lot of doctors, you know, are not, they don't intentionally mean to do it, but they're making problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for sharing that. What do you think, a very simple question, what do you think God has to do with healing?
God has everything to do with it. God is it's the complete package. In other words, all healing is, in a way, our return to God. It's done by God. It's through God. It actually occurs by the decree of God. So the entire process of healing in actuality is nothing more than unveiling God's nature. You know that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we all have the spark of the supreme being, of the prime creator within all of us.
Exactly. And,
you know?
And then in Sufi, we say there's 99 names of God.
Really?
And so, for example, the first name of God is Ar-Rahman, the compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person, like, leaves the compassion for some reason, they get twisted in their compassion, that can affect the heart, for example.
Oh.
So if you then return them to divine compassion, the heart frequently will heal.
I was at Luxor in Egypt, it must have been about 15, 20 years ago, and I visited. There was an inscription that said that it was inscribed by doctors in Egypt about 5,000 years ago, and they wrote, for every disease, there is a dis-ease. In other words, a spiritual reason for a physical.
That's 100% right. 100% right. And there is no accident. Dis-ease is the reason people get sick. There's something not easy going on inside of them. It's either they're not at peace, they're not in compassion, they're not at mercy, something like that.
I'm in a film named The Cure with Emmanuel Eicher. We talk about that. And I recommend it. Would you like to meet him? Or,
sure.
Okay, I'll put you in touch with you. He'll be actually here tonight. Well, my next question is, can medical spiritual healing help a person with a mental or emotional condition like depression, schizophrenia, or bipolar to help heal?
Yes, it can, all of the above. We've used it across the board with success, you know, and sometimes longer, sometimes shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But one example actually has to do with compassion. You pulled it right out. You're a good psychic. It had to do with a lady that had become schizophrenic, paranoid, lost her mind. Actually, it happened down here in Los Angeles, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was that she was a proponent of the death penalty for drug use, particularly for marijuana and cocaine.
Oh, wow.
And now we have a free state. It's interesting, but that was 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then her son got caught being a drug dealer.
Oh, wow.
So by her terminology, she needed to put him to death.
Oh, wow.
So it became a massive conflict in her own mind. Did she put him to death, or did she forgive him? Compassion.
Wow.
It tore her mind apart, and the results were she became schizophrenic.
Oh, my goodness. Well, is she better today?
She's better. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything
healed. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Well, here's a question for people who live elsewhere. How does one avail themselves of your services? Do they have to travel to California, or can they do it?
They can do it by phone, or they can come to the school. And we've got, if people want, they can go to my website, drjaffemd.com/healing. And we have some gifts for you. You can learn about the process, listen to a little bit more lectures on it. Or if you want, you can text healing to 707-755-7511. Isn't it?
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And you said earlier that people can learn to heal themselves?
Our experience is that everybody can learn to heal themselves. And we've had, like I said, over 100,000 people who've done that. So, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow, that's quite a few.
Yeah.
That's like a little city there.
Yeah, if you, if people, it takes commitment. And if you really put your commitment into it,
sure.
You can learn to do this process. Usually, I would say we've had people within 7 weeks heal of serious diseases.
I have to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it, let's visualize going into a time machine now.
Okay.
And we've raced ahead about 10 years or so.
Okay.
Do you think your techniques will be much more wider? Instead of 100,000 people getting healed, perhaps 10 million people or 100 million people getting healed. Or 1 billion people getting healed.
You are reading Right. Hopefully reading the future. I hope you're a good psychic.
I try to be.
Yeah, no, I believe that. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my goal is two things. One is we've got to crack the medical system open.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to realize they've got to do the spiritual healing. It's not okay just to do the physical.
Sure.
And then secondly is it would be really great if people would learn to start that deeper walking towards God, because that would bring the real unity. The real unity, in other words, the directions from the one are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't change. Like if there's a war going on, the one will tell you exactly how to end that war for both sides.
Sure.
If both sides followed it, it would be over.
Right.
So that's the goal, is to get people to be able to receive that kind of guidance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. I know here in the United States, God's been taken out of everything, taken out of the schools, taken out of government. And you get people who grow up and they don't know anything about the other side. They don't know anything about a supreme being. Personally, I'm not religious, but I try to be very spiritual. And I've been surrounded by angels for my whole life. And I ask them for help, too. I'm not afraid of doing that. I know that there is help available there as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think everybody needs what you're talking about. You know, we all need that connection. And with it, you'll see all sorts of miracles happen to you that you can't even believe. For example, for me, I have an RV. I was driving up in San Francisco, and as I was going over the bridge, the front tire blew out. And an RV, what happens is the RV flips.
Oh, my goodness.
So here I am. I'm on the bridge, and I'm flipping. And I'm up at about 45 degrees, and unfortunately, the RV was going off to the side, and there was a couple sitting there that had just changing their tire, and
yeah.
like a pool ball, I was going right into them with a massive RV. So in that moment, again, I think because of the connection, I cried out. I said, "God, help me!"
Right.
And that moment, everything stopped. You know, it is in that moment
sure.
It stopped,
right.
And I could see two angels on either side of my RV. They literally picked the RV up. They moved it over. I missed hitting them by 6 inches, maybe, no more.
Wow.
And it was over. But
wow.
Without that, they would have been killed.
Wow, that's amazing.
So.
That's amazing. I had a tire blow out on me yesterday, actually.
Really?
On the Seattle freeway.
Wow.
But I was lucky. I think I was guided. They pushed me off to the side. And no, I was there for maybe 10 minutes. I was trying to call a tow truck company, and a fellow stopped by who was a mechanic, and he said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "You must be an angel." "Sure." So he helped me get my car back. But
you see, you, because deep down, you, I mean, we all are connected, but the deeper the connection, like you're working with the connection all the time, so it's easier to get the spiritual help.
Wonderful. Well, unfortunately, we're getting close to the end here, but I wanted to ask you quickly, are there any upcoming programs people can sign up for on your website?
Yeah, if people actually, I wanted to correct that. It's actually drjaffemd.com/healing with a /.
Okay.
And yes, if we have a foundation course starting. You can try the first class free if you want, and that class will teach you this process in about 6 weeks.
Oh, fantastic. Dr. Jaffe, it's been such a pleasure to have you today. I'm so happy you could come on my show, and I know everyone really appreciated what you had to say as well. We have some more fantastic guests coming up in just a few minutes, friends, so please stay tuned to our next hour. And Dr. Jaffe, again, thank you so much for your beautiful knowledge today. I really appreciate it.
You're a good job. You're a good man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.